Promotions Officer Shanika John says greater efforts are being made by the Ministry of Health to ensure an increase in the vaccination rate here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
We had a discussion about trying to maintain our vaccine caravans and aiming to at least do one every other week. And that's our mobile caravans, the trailers, the trucks come into the community. We're also going to be working with a group of persons who are going to help us at the community level to sort of mobilize persons, come around to sort of find out if you have any genuine concern about the vaccine. Maybe you would like the caravan to come to you, or maybe you would like persons to come to you to administer the vaccine as well. All of those things are we're going to be putting there. We do actually have some platforms that we're going to be launching soon that would encourage persons to log their information about their vaccine side effects that they might feel like if you've just taken your vaccine and maybe you had no side effects as in terms of immediate reaction, or you've taken your vaccine and you felt a chill, a fever, which is part of the normal process. We want you to log that, because I think a lot of persons will talk to their friends and their co-workers and, you know, just general conversation about it. But from our end, we want you to be able to have somewhere where you can share those thoughts, and we could also use them for proper planning and coordination. So we're definitely going to be ramping up our mobile drives within the communities. So because we do recognize, Johnny, we've administered about 60,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. I think AstraZeneca and Pfizer are the dominant vaccines that have been administered in country at this point, are very close to each other, but we still have that significant group of persons who have not yet taken their vaccine.
Regionally in Jamaica, 7 more people have succumbed to COVID-19, bringing the overall number of virus-related deaths recorded to 3,526. The Ministry of Health, in its clinical update on Sunday, noted that 2 people with comorbidities were among the fatalities over the last 24 hours. Barbados Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George has reported a 19% reduction in new COVID-19 infections over the last week in comparison with the previous 7-day period. The Chief Medical Officer made that disclosure on Saturday at a media conference to apprise the public of the removal of the daily curfew and other measures contained in the new directive, which take effect from today. Internationally, the latest wave of COVID-19 infection has overwhelmed Hong Kong, the city's leader said today, as daily cases surged by some 20 times over the past 2 weeks, leaving hospitals short of beds and struggling to cope. Carrie Lam, the head of the administration in the Chinese-ruled city, issued a grim update for residents already subjected to tight restrictions on social gatherings, as health authorities reported a record 2,071 infections today, with 4,500 separate positive cases. The surge has pushed daily cases to records, but widespread vaccination, with first booster shots received by more than 57% of the population of 52 million, has helped limit deaths and serious infections. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.